B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
3 o'clock hour, brought to us by Court Police Bakery and Deli. They have world-famous tomato pie, but they also have hoagie party trays every bit as good. General Knowledge Wednesday, the prize today. Grand prize, a pair of tickets to see Journey at the BB&T Pavilion on Wednesday, August 5th. That's a nice summer concert. Special guest, the Pretenders. Tickets are on sale this Friday, November 8th at 10 a.m. How old is Chrissy Hind? And the Pretenders.
What would you guess she is? Let's look.
68.
Let me see. Chrissy Hind. Yes.
She's 68.
On the dot.
How about that?
Just recently turned as well.
That?
How about it? Yeah, that's funny.
Chrissy's still rocking at age 68?
Yeah.
Wow.
Good for her.
Yep. All right, let's go back to the phones. Joe in Conchi. Joe, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Mike. I want to just discuss two things to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Our first one is Ben Simmons, and the second one is this Journey singer that you claim that may not be a better singer than Steve Perry.
Well, no, he might. And listen, it's all subjective, but he's not the original, so I have no interest.
Well, that's fine.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so Ben Simmons, I'm here mm-hmm. at my desk earlier today, listening to the Midday Show, and everyone calls in constantly about Ben Simmons. Like you said, it's only six games into the season. Let the guy develop. You know, you're going to have ups and downs. You know, you can't have success without failure. Let him fail a couple times. You know, it seems like everybody's jock straps are too
tight. Well, I don't know. See, this let him develop thing, he should be developed more now. I'm annoyed as well that he allows himself to be taken out of games by not shooting a medium-range basketball. So I have very little patience for it. But like I said, it's not 25 games in. We were promised this year that he was going to be able to do something like that. So far, he hasn't done it. But six games is not a good enough sample to bury him.
Right. So we'll give him a little bit more time. We'll see with tonight's game. And then, you know, we'll see where it goes. The second thing is the Journey singer.
Mm-hmm.
I know he's not the original, but this guy, and Tyrone can attest to it, has a great voice, very accurate. That's why I'm sure he does, but it's just not the same for me.
It's not. It's a different singer. The legend of Journey was based on the lead singer, whose name was Steve Perry. I can't take a substitute guy and pretend it's the same Journey.
Do me a favor, Mike.
What?
When you go to bed, before you go to bed tonight.
I don't care how good he is.
You're missing my point. Singer, and I want you to listen to him. I know you may have.
My brain already knows it's not the same guy. It doesn't matter how good he is.
Just listen to him.
I have heard him. I have heard him before. It's like people saying, "Well, guess what? Alice in Chains is playing, and they got a singer that sounds like Layne Staley, but it's not Layne Staley."
I
can't trick my brain. It's not the guy.
I get what you're saying completely. Because I agree
with you. No disrespect to the guy. I'm sure he's a talented singer. Journey.
It's not actually Journey.
Right. I don't go back in time.
Right.
For rock bands.
Yeah.
Right. B, you can't give me a rock band and substitute the singer and say, well, this guy's just as good a singer and he sounds just like him. But I know it's not him.
Well, and I feel like a lot of times when it comes to bands who kind of, you know, go through these changes, if you appreciate the music for just the music, then that's fine. But part of why they were so successful was because of that particular singer.
Exactly.
Yes. So
yeah,
if you're not with any of this.
I know you're not.
I know. But like, if you're going to go see a band and you're trying to pretend that that singer is exactly like the original band that you fell in love with, I just feel like that's a bit difficult, unless you're truly there for just the music.
That's why I listen to music for the music.
Which is fine.
Perry had nothing left on the road. This guy does flips, all kinds of mic stand stuff. This guy gives me more.
It's not Steve Perry.
Doesn't matter.
It's a fake Perry.
It's not. I look at it like a sports team. If Ben Simmons leaves and I got a new point guard who's better than Ben Simmons, oh, it's not Ben Simmons. I don't care. It's a better Sixers. I think this Journey's
better. It's not nearly the same.
It is exactly the same.
No, it's not.
It's a better Journey.
These guys are performing.
It's a better Journey.
Stop.
I have a good maybe band analogy in a way. Like, could you ever have Nirvana? without Kurt Cobain.
If the
Did
guy
you ever
was
try...
better than Kurt Cobain.
No.
Dave Grohl's still on drugs?
No, there's
and
no way.
And he's better than Kurt Cobain?
Right.
Well, sure.
No.
You're if he's better.
But
you
could never... That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard you say.
Right. You could never have another Nirvana.
Nirvana is birthed by Kurt Cobain.
Right.
Journey's birthed by Steve Perry.
It's hard to top great artists. They happen to top one. I don't think you could get a better Kurt Cobain.
So let's go...
But in a hypothetical in which you did, I will listen to them if you got a better than Cobain.
Let's go to Aerosmith.
Uh-huh.
Steven Tyler leaves the band. Some guy that sounds like Steven Tyler, looks just like him,
but better,
in there.
But better? Can move better? Gives me more?
But it's not
I'm good.
Steven Tyler.
Talking about it's not even the same.
And what we're doing right now is being disrespectful to great bands. No, like, I think the Journey Prize is a nice prize. Let's not put Journey in there with Nirvana and Aerosmith.
It doesn't
They're a nice little 80s band, but
no,
go slow.
No, it doesn't matter
like,
what...
Like, they're, like it's sanctimonious to...
Dude,
I don't think it matters what category of band.
Might be... Now, I don't know who this Philippine guy is.
He's fantastic.
I'm sure he's good, all right? I'm sure he's good. Doesn't really matter to me. Because Steve Perry may be one of the top five rock singers of all time.
Top five?
Yes.
No way.
He's in there.
No way.
He's in the top 10.
We'll have to go over it. I don't believe
rock singers now.
I know what you're talking about. I think when you do your own list, you'll quickly have him number 21.
Whatever. All right, let's go to Lou in Lansdowne. Lou, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Lou.
Mike, how are you?
What's up, Lou?
I think that the Eagles are going to beat the Cowboys, and I'm going to tell you why. The current wide receivers have to play better than they are. And we can't kind of forget, Jeffrey and Aguilar, they are proven wide receivers. We all know how good Jeffrey is. And I want to remind people that Aguilar caught 8 passes in the Super Bowl. And most of them were for third down.
No one cares.
He stinks.
Did these receivers how to catch the ball?
Yeah, he did. He stinks. Look, what are you looking at? When you look at Aguilar, well, I'm supposed to think, oh, my God, that's the guy that caught 8 balls in the Super Bowl? He's not nearly.
No,
he's not productive at all.
That are throwing to
he
him.
Stinks.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So then you're saying that he did forget how to catch a football.
Yes. It was, he caught lightning in a bottle a couple games in his career. For the most part, he has stunk. And he's been a monumental disappointment to this franchise.
Well, I'm saying that these guys, the two of the Eagles' losses are on these guys, the receivers. And all they got to do is catch a ball. And I can't believe that they can't do that.
They don't. What have you been watching? Do you see them catching? Do you see Aguilar catching balls?
No.
Well, then when do you come to the conclusion that he's not a good player?
Well, all I'm saying is for the rest of the year, you're stuck with them. And if these two guys can look themselves in the mirror, get their head out of their butt, and play and start catching balls, that they have a chance. That's all I'm saying, Mike.
Listen, they have a chance, but it's not because their receivers are all of a sudden rekindle greatness.
Is it too hard to ask a proven receiver to catch the ball? He's been doing his entire career.
Have you been watching the Eagles?
Yes.
Well, obviously, it's been difficult for them to catch the ball. What are you saying?
I'm only asking myself, how in the hell can you not catch your receiver? You've been proven. You've been in the league all these years.
Well, you're not proven. That's the point. If Aguilar was proven, he'd be catching more balls. He's not proven.
Yep.
All right.
I guess I'm just looking pessimistic.
All right. Hey, Lou, you like Journey?
I probably won't go to the thing.
Well, let me give you general knowledge anyway.
Okay.
NBA rookies of the year.
I'm going to fail. Go ahead.
You are?
Yeah.
All right. Let me give you this one. In 2013, this man won the rookie of the year for the Portland Trailblazers. You just saw him a couple nights ago.
Oh, my God. What the hell's his name? I'm not a big basketball guy.
Lou! Lou from Langhorne! Tyrone.
It was Lillard.
Damian Lillard, 2013. Top rock singers off the top of my head.
Booney put up a list, and I think every one of these people are better than Perry, unfortunately. So you're putting us in a tough spot. All right.
First two are indisputable.
Uh-huh.
And number three, I'm going to surprise you. So my first two are Freddie Mercury, Jim Morrison.
Okay.
Agreed.
Yep.
third. Mercury number
third.
One.
Added a blue.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Cornell.
Also on his list. He's fantastic. Arguably could be number one. So great voice.
These are just off the top of my head now.
Uh-huh.
1, 2, 3.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, who else would you put in the top five?
Now,
I want to know who you put in there.
Vedder.
All right. Vedder, I thought about. All right. I'll give you Vedder.
I'm not a big fan of the band. Bono better.
Bono?
Yes. Oh. He's better.
Can't stand Bono.
Perry's a better singer than Bono. Bono has more notoriety.
Daughtry, Robert Plant.
Roger Daughtry's pretty good.
Lou Graham.
The Foreigner?
Yeah. Better singer.
All right.
Tyler. So you mentioned him already.
No way.
Steven Tyler is better.
Steve Tyler is not better than Steve Perry.
Are you serious? The range that he has?
No.
Dream on.
He's got the.
Oh.
Come on. He's better.
Dazzles you with falsetto.
But
so does Plant.
But he gives you a lot, though. That range, he's better. Again, this isn't disrespect. I'm saying this guy is a second-tier
sure
guy.
You changing Steve Perry's pipes.
I'm not. He's
very
a fine singer, but not on the level.
So Ty thinks that he is replaceable.
That's what I think it is.
That's what it is. All these guys are irreplaceable.
The anti-Steve Perry thing with Tyrone. Have you noticed that?
I agree.
Steve Perry, you're anti-Steve Perry.
Which is odd because I'm fine with Journey.
I don't know. There's something beneath the surface.
You know what it is? I'll tell you what it is.
What?
Remember when the Phillies played the Giants?
Oh, my God.
And the Giants, I know he's from there.
See, he has these little things that stick with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's all in the crowd being all extra.
See, that's what it is.
With the Giants.
See, you are truly a reactor.
Yeah, because that has nothing to do with his
exactly.
talents.
Exactly. You'll poison the guy because of some nonsense.
But honestly, I think all those people are better than him. I really do.
No, honestly, you don't.
I do.
Let's go to Tyrone in West Philly. Tyrone, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tyrone.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's up, Tyrone?
Mike, it's going to be real hard for the Eagles to get into the playoffs from where I'm looking at.
Okay.
I'm looking at the Cowboys 4-0 in the division. I'm looking at the Eagles 1-4 in the conference. So even if we say we tie, and then we got to go to the conference record.
Conference record is the third tiebreaker. It's not the second tiebreaker. It's the common opponents.
I don't think the Eagles going to...
The Eagles lead right now in common opponents. The Eagles lead.
Okay, but I'm looking at it like this. I think the Cowboys going to go 6-0.
Yeah, you're crazy.
The division.
Well,
I think they're going to beat the Eagles.
Are you a Cowboys fan?
The last game, huh?
Are you a Cowboy fan?
Why do everybody call me?
I just asked you a simple question. Are you a Cowboy fan?
No. Yeah. No, sir.
Well, then how in the world do you think the Cowboys are going to finish 6-0 with that schedule they have left?
Well, Mike, why does everybody call in and have a different opinion?
No, I'm asking you a straight question.
Hold on,
Tyrone. Let's get it straight here. Let's have a conversation. All right, now there's got to be a reason why you think the Cowboys are going 6-0. Because nobody who watches football with the remaining schedule the Cowboys have would actually say that, unless you have an ulterior motive. Am I right?
I said, no, 6-0 in the division, Mike.
6-0 in the division. But we're not talking about the division. We're talking about the rest of the year.
If they go 6-0 in the division, the Eagles lose. That's period.
You're talking about a tiebreak here, right? But if they
that's the first tiebreak.
Okay, but let's look at the rest of the schedule. The Cowboys have the Vikings, the Patriots, the Bears, the Lions, the Bills, and the Rams. That's a decidedly harder schedule than the Eagles, right?
Come on. A little bit. But I can't see the Cowboys losing to Minnesota.
You might be right. But they're not going to finish 6-0, which is what I thought you said in the beginning.
It
could very well be that the Cowboys win more games than the Eagles. Could be. I'm just saying, if you lay it out regularly, why is it like out of bounds to think that if it comes down to the Eagles-Cowboys, that the Eagles could not win that game at home. Like, to me, people think, oh, it's crazy to think they could beat them. It's not crazy. Are the Eagles a good team? No. Could they finish 10-6 and beat the Cowboys in the second last game of the year to win a division? Yes. What are we talking about here? Climbing a mountain? All right, let's go to Scott in Delaware County. Scott, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Scott.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's going on, Scott?
Hey, Tyrone, also. I was just calling about two things. One, I think Ben Simmons is allowing the naysayers to start stuff and to say something about shooting. You show all the videos in the summertime, people see you working out, and then you come six games in and you don't shoot at all. I'm not trying to say you should make them, but you should at least attempt something just so. Not that you want to appease everybody else, but that just gives them grounds where, oh, nothing changed, nothing this, and everything like that. So
I don't think he's thinking of what people are thinking of.
I don't think so either. I don't think so either. But it allows that talk to keep talking, that mm-hmm. he hasn't progressed. He hasn't done that.
Yeah, I'm sure he's aware of that.
Right.
Unless he's in denial completely.
Yeah, and exactly. But I think that's the issue. I wanted to call in because Tyrone sparked something that I think is hilarious. And I was traveling over to Australia in early 2000, and I was talking to one of my teammates. I was playing rugby, talking to one of my teammates about black guys and white guys and just different things we do. And somehow, some way on the plane ride, the proverbial head nod was talked about. Well, we getting over in Australia, and over there they're doing the Shaft movie. And me and the teammate walk into a bar, and Samuel Jackson sitting across from the bar. And I give him the proverbial head nod, and he gives it back. And so me and the white guy, my teammate, we just go crazy. I was like, I told you, everybody does it. It's universal and everything like that. And actually, me and the guy that was my teammate, we actually do it to each other all the time now. Like, he's in it. Like, every time I see
him. The head nod. Am I missing something here with the head nod? What are we talking about?
Well,
yeah, I get that. Is that supposed to be disrespectful?
No. When there's a small number of black people in the area with a lot of white people,
uh-huh.
and you make eye contact, you must do a head nod to acknowledge one another. You don't have to acknowledge anyone else.
The black guy has to get that.
You have to acknowledge one another.
When there's a bunch of white people around?
Yeah, like at a Journey concert or in Australia. If you see one, you got to say, what's up, man? Yeah, like, you got
to
do that.
Yeah, that's like I used to drive my Fiat around. Another Fiat will come back and give me a head nod when we pass each other.
There you go.
Yeah, I get it.
It's
the minority thing.
Yeah, yes. Women do it too.
Yeah, I got you.
Women do it too?
Well, yeah.
I mean, I do. Yeah. Women in sports do it too.
I get you. All right, man, do you want a general knowledge question?
Yeah, I'll take one.
All right, we got musical acts by city. I'm going to give you two musical acts. You tell me the city that they come from. Kanye West and Buddy Guy.
It got to be Chi-Town.
That's correct. Chicago is correct. Dude, you've been panning Kanye's latest album, man.
Yes, garbage.
On Twitter.
Yep.
And a lot of people are fighting with you.
Yep. And this is why. I'll tell you why. Kanye is still great at arranging music.
Mm-hmm.
And people are getting fooled, including Natalie, by the arrangement, the strings.
You're
the
mocking
horns,
his lyrics.
The lyrics. So what happened was, I think the album was a complete joke and he did not write an album.
Mm-hmm.
And anticipation got so big that he sat down for about 4 days, wrote the entire album, and then put it out. But because it's in a Kanye package, people will buy it because it is arranged beautifully.
Uh-huh.
But the lyrics, he put no effort into, and he doesn't. He delivers worse than I could if I had all of them.
So, and my point is, I listen to Kanye. He's probably because of his arrangements from start to finish. If you listen to the whole entire album, the way it's arranged, I think is beautiful.
It is arranged very well.
So that's why I love it. However,
a gospel album,
his lyrics over the past 5 years have slowly gone down. And this one, I think, is because he's trying to find his voice in this new God place.
Yeah, and
I'm not making excuses. I just think that's why he's not as strong on the album.
You release a gospel album, I need to hear some gospel words, especially the album comes out. My mother's passed away. I'm looking for some uplifting. There's nothing uplifting in that album.
I think there's uplifting in it.
He's not been very happy with the risque garb of his wife.
No, which is completely hypocritical because he married her. He, dressing. That's how she got. That's how she attracted him.
And that's why he wanted to marry her was because of her like art-like
her sensuality.
Yeah, he said she was the modern Marilyn Monroe, and he thought that that would be attractive, and now all of a sudden
she sassed him back. Though she was like, just because you're going through some transition doesn't mean that I'm changing who I am.
Yeah, I'm with her on that, and I'm really with her, but she's 100% right about that.
Yeah,
well, listen, Mike, if you were out there with a woman, you can't then tell a woman to change the thing that attracted you to her in the first place.
Or if I went towards the God way, I may suggest it.
Well, then you should find.
It kind of makes me look bad if I'm.
She's one of the biggest
to God.
She's one of the biggest sex symbols of honestly the past 20 years.
I get it. But
whether or not you like her,
suppose you stop drinking, would it be good for the wife to keep drinking in front of you?
You got
to
work together.
Got to work together, and I don't think he discussed this with her.
Responsibility to curtail that in respect.
If you talk about it.
I don't know. I'm just throwing it out.
No, that's fair, but if you got to talk about it. Mm-hmm. If one day you just say, why are you drinking? Like, well, why aren't you drinking? Oh, I decided. Well, you got to have a conversation. He perhaps should have brought her in on the conversation.
Yeah, he told her
He just decided, hey, I'm going to do this God thing. You have to talk to your wife.
All right, 610-632-0975. Back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
To 97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, 3:32, Mike Missinelli Show, 97.5, The Fanatic. It's time for a Twitter poll update brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons with Miss Natalie Eganoff. Nat.
Thanks, Mike. Over 1,500 votes on this one so far. What is the approval rating for the Eagles front office at the bye? 3% going 80% to 100, 26% going 60 to 79, 41% going 40 to 59, and 30% going under 40%. So that means 71% are between 40 and 60%.
All righty. Thank you very much. The lovely ladies from Hooters have stopped by again. They always brighten our day when they stop by.
They're so sweet.
They are. They're sweet. And they brought us some food. So let me tell you what's going on at Hooters. Monday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. 3 pounds of beer. That's right. 3 pounds of beer served in an ice-cold bucket for only $9.95. 3 pounds of beer, $9.95. The wait is over. The 2020 Hooters calendar is here. Now, I saw the ladies. They had a couple of calendars.
They're signing them right now as we speak.
Oh, they're in the calendar?
Yeah, they're in the calendars.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it national Hooters calendar or is it the local Hooters calendar?
It's a Hooters calendar.
It's a Hooters calendar.
Yeah.
All right. So they're autographing it for us?
Yes. She's signing it right now.
Very nice. Don't forget, Hooters now offers online ordering, and they're your headquarters for football. If you can't stop by, get Hooters Wings to Fly. Great for parties. Visit northeasthooters.com to find a location nearest you. All right. It's General Knowledge Wednesday. Giving a pair of Journey tickets, Journey and the Pretenders coming to the BPT Pavilion. That's the grand prize for today. All I have to do is answer a question correctly, and you qualify. We're talking about the Eagles. They did sign Jordan Matthews. Yay! Jordan Matthews, baby! He knows the system. There you go.
Carson's best, well, one of his best friends.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Nice
you,
for him to have an ally
you
for
you
one.
Like it. You like this signing.
I don't, I mean, listen, I like it is too strong. I don't dislike it because I do think that he's, one, he doesn't hate the quarterback, which I think can go a long way.
Yeah.
And two, I think that he's better than Hollins.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that he'll help. But, I mean, Hollins, it takes Hollins off the field, which to me is a net positive.
You know, it's like signing Jared Hughes for the bullpen.
No. It's better than that.
Well, you know, the guys we get are better than the ones we had. But not necessarily.
No, it'd be like if you had a guy who had an infinity ERA.
Blake Parker.
And then a guy came in and had a five ERA. Five is better than infinity.
Mike Morin.
Yeah, better than infinity.
Same category. They're better than what we have. Jason Vargas. Better than what we have. Sometimes not.
Vargas was better than Pivetta.
Vargas was?
Yeah.
His ERA was like 5.5.
He was better than Pivetta.
What's your definition of better?
His ERA is 5 versus Pavetta's.
He gave up one less hit?
One less run.
All right. Dustin in Northeast Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dustin.
Yeah, Mike, what's going on?
What's going on, Dustin?
How are you?
Good.
Great show. Listen, I got to agree with Tyrone right there. I actually won tickets from you guys for Journey and Doobie Brothers a couple of years ago. I won them from Devon. And, dude, that new singer, he puts on a pretty good show. He's got a good voice.
Yeah, I get it. It's not the guy. It's not the guy. I'm sorry.
I don't understand. But I also have to agree with
I can't
Tyrone.
Trick my brain into saying it's the same Journey. No, my brain is strong and willful and stubborn.
You think Steve Perry's better than Stephen Tyler?
I do. Yes, I do.
I think you're crazy for that one. Wow. But listen, I want to talk about the Sixers, and I got Eagles point too. I'm actually the caller that called up a couple weeks ago and was trying to convince you that Carson doesn't know how to read a defense. I don't know if you remember that or not.
Yeah, I do remember.
Mm-hmm. I still believe that, but it doesn't help that he doesn't have wide receivers that can catch the ball. You know, you had a caller a couple minutes ago that was saying you have a world class receiver in Alshon Jeffrey. To be honest with you, I think ever since we got Alshon Jeffrey, I don't think he lived up to what he remotely did in Chicago.
Well, who said he was a world class receiver? Nobody said he was a world class receiver.
Well, you had a dude a couple callers ago that was saying good receiver.
We all know that he was a good receiver in his day. He's also a little older and slower. So you got to take that in consideration. Their weapons are not good. Now, let's get back to the Carson can't read a defense. How come 2 years ago he could?
I don't know.
What did he do, lose his knowledge?
Something clicked in his head. I honestly think when he drops back, he looks like a completely different quarterback than he did 2 years. I don't know if it was that injury and he's just overthinking things. I just when he drops back, I think that he looks like a completely different quarterback than what
could be right. He hasn't been terrible. He hasn't been dazzling. So the fact that he hasn't been dazzling makes us think that he's lost a little something. I don't know. We'll know soon enough. You know, you just can't judge him now. With the crap they have right now, it's really tough to judge him.
You're absolutely right. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying he's a bad quarterback. Mm-hmm. I still think he's an unbelievable athlete.
Yeah.
I think he has a lot better of an arm than he's shown this season.
Mm-hmm.
But something about him, I don't really feel like he's going to be able to get us in a deep run in the playoffs.
We'll see.
Now, I wanted to make a quick Sixers point for everybody that's jumping down Ben Simmons' back. For anybody who watches the games, do they not think the thing that I see that I'm extremely happy about, his defensive play is so much better. I mean, the other night he had 4 steals in the first quarter.
Yeah, he's a good defender. He's always been a good defender. That's the thing people don't take. See, here's the thing. He has had so many games where you go, oh, man, that was a brilliant performance. And people allow themselves to be overcome by one game where he doesn't shoot it, that they lose. Now, had they won that game, I don't know if we would have been talking about it. They lost the game, and, you know, the easy target is he didn't do what he needed to do. And I agree. It's strangely reminiscent of the teams in the playoffs that stopped them in a certain way. And we don't want to see that. It brings out our worst nightmares. So I can't discount your criticism, but I'm just saying, hold on a little bit. Because I'll be riding the train with you after 25 games if I don't see it. Seth on a cell, you're on 97.5. All right, hold on a second, Seth. Hold on. We'll go to a break. We'll come back. It is the Mike Mussinelli Show. Next up is a Scorsese movie question on General Knowledge Wednesday. We're back after this.
The Mike Mussinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, 3:45. It is the Mike Mussinelli Show. So we just took a picture with the Hooters ladies, and one of the ladies, Kira, it is a national calendar, and one of the ladies is in it.
Yeah.
How about that?
I know. She looks fantastic.
That's a big get.
Yeah, that's huge.
Congratulations there. All right, the Fanatic Pro Shop has arrived, folks. Quality Fanatic and Philadelphia sports-themed merchandise and apparel. Online at discount prices. Very cool. It's open for browsing now, so check it out. Just in time for the holiday gift shopping season. The Fanatic Pro Shop, 975thefanatic.com. All right, let's go back to the phones. We got Seth on a cell. What's up, Seth?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
Good. While you're slagging on Journey here today, I got another fun little fact that you'll probably like about them.
What's that?
Do you know who the keyboardist of Journey is married to?
No.
He's married to that whack job televangelist that's Trump's spiritual advisor, Paula White Woman.
Oh, really? Yeah, I was looking at her YouTube video. They posted some stuff on Twitter yesterday about her. Really? Yeah, drummer's married to her?
No, the keyboard.
Oh, the keyboard player. I'm sorry, the keyboard player. Huh.
Yeah,
interesting.
He's a little crazy himself, so.
Is he? Yeah, I can tell you that Journey wasn't one of my favorite bands, but I admired the talent of the lead singer immeasurably, and it really kind of made the band.
Yeah, I mean, they're good songs.
Very good songs.
I saw them a while back.
Yeah, my favorite, Tyrone's going to unveil my favorite coming up. Who's Crying Now is my favorite song. That's good coming song. Up. We'll play later.
So,
all right, go ahead, Seth.
The reason I was calling... what do you think the chances are that the officials are going to be on or have Embiid on a little bit of a shorter leash than normal tonight based on his actions the other night?
That's a good point. They may be looking close at him because he's got to have a battle with Rudy Gobert. They usually have a battle. He usually gets the best of Gobert. So hopefully he's learned not to get suspended for two games again.
Yeah, I was talking about this the other day. The thing is with Embiid, I don't want him to get technicals against him, but he always plays much better when he's cocky and
when he has a grudge against somebody.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
he's so much better. He did the game. He's not throwing up three pointers. He's down low in the blocks.
I agree with you.
Like night and day.
He just has to grow up, and not take it too far. Like bust the guy's ass on the court. But then they'll turn into a WWE character. That's all I ask.
Exactly. I agree with you.
All right, man. Scorsese movie, general knowledge. I'm going to give you the plot line to a certain movie. You give me the movie by Scorsese. 2002, Protestants battle Catholics in the slums of Manhattan's Five Point neighborhood.
That would be Gangs of New York.
That is absolutely correct. Gangs of New York.
I love that movie.
Of course you do, because Leo's in it.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's in all of them, so I'm a big Scorsese gal.
Yeah. Daniel Day-Lewis. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Another one of those epic-type movies.
But wasn't Cameron Diaz in it?
Yes.
Weak link in that one.
I'm a big fan.
She was a weak link acting-wise in that one.
She's not the greatest actress.
Yeah. She didn't give you a lot.
I'm a big fan.
I know you are.
Joe in South Philly. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe.
Hey, Mike.
What's up, Joe?
Mike, the thing you got to realize is it's a case by case with these bands that could replace their lead singer. Like the Rolling Stones could never replace Mick Jagger. Bands of that ilk that, you know, you can't replace those guys. Steven Tyler. Yeah. You, like, look at AC/DC. They replaced Bon Scott after he died. They went on to make their greatest album with Brian Johnson, who was the second guy. You know, Van Halen replaced David Lee Roth with Sammy Hagar, and they were just as good, if not better.
No, they weren't.
So it's like Kiss could never replace Paul Stanley.
They weren't as good with Sammy Hagar than they were with David Lee Roth. That's why David Lee Roth had to come back into the picture.
Well, no. And I agree. Yeah. I'm a David Lee Roth Van Halen guy, but I'm just saying it's a case-by-case thing.
No, but here's the thing. Journey isn't Journey unless it's the voice of Steve Perry. They're just a rock right, band without Steve Perry's special touch of a voice. So you can't replicate that.
But you can.
No, you can't.
Sounds just like him. No. You close your eyes, it's the same thing.
No, you don't.
You're not closing your eyes.
What are you closing your eyes for?
I saw this version of Journey with Def Leppard a year ago. When they toured together, it was a phenomenal show.
Stop it.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Listen. You're saying so anyway.
Go ahead.
The real reason I called is, Ben Simmons, if you look at, somebody put out like his total shot chart so far for the season, he's shooting at a lower percentage than he was last year. Now, forget the 3-point shooting and the mid-range jump shots. Yeah, we would all like him to do that, but let's forget that for a moment. If he showed any type of willingness to finish at the basket, he wouldn't really need to shoot. Dude, Mike, I'm telling you, he's scared of contact. He's downright afraid to get fouled. Like, he just throws up these prayers. Like, he misses layups at an alarming rate.
No, but the other night he went to the basket and got fouled and made the two free throws.
If you're going to miss these easy layups, if you're going to make these easy layups, okay, hey, fine. If it's a guaranteed 2 points, I take it. You can't not shoot and miss all your layups because you're scared to get fouled. Like,
he's scared to get fouled.
By leaps and bounds, he's the weak link on this team. Right now, he is.
Yeah, you don't know basketball at all. You really don't. If you're going to sit there and tell me that Ben Simmons is the weak link on this team, that's what you just said. Now, are you insane? Seriously. Come on. I can't even debate this with you.
Does he not need
to
finish at the
rim? Would you like a general knowledge question?
Yeah, sure.
All right, because I'm done with you. Let's go to the general knowledge category. What country inspired Starbucks but had no Starbucks locations until 2018?
This is just going to be me taking a guess. I'll say France.
That's incorrect. You're in the neighborhood down the wrong street. Italy. Inspired Starbucks. The outdoor cafes.
Yeah.
The espresso.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a long line at the original one.
Yeah.
Not my adopted city, Seattle.
Correct. It was a ripoff of the Italian coffee cafe, have espresso.
Yeah.
But God bless them, because I like a Starbucks. Now, here's the thing I will say. And this is Journey, like all these other bands that replace people, were here today, gone. Right? I don't need them anymore. Once they've played out with their original members, I don't have any use for them. All right? And if you want to play fake me out, I'm out.
See,
all right? I'm sorry. I'm out. It's a fake me out.
It's not a fake you out.
It is.
It's not like they lie about it or you buy the tickets and then it's an understudy like a Broadway play. This is honesty. Their Journey, except for the lead singer, who's a
Well, they call themselves Different Journey.
Nah.
All right,
Journey.
Different Journey.
He didn't write all those songs. I'm shocked how much you like this guy.
It's not that big upset. That I like him that much.
You put him in the top five singers.
Because he's a great, great rock singer.
Nah.
He is.
He's okay. He's fine.
He's okay.
He's a professional singer. Kind of like, you know what he is? He's like the Tobias Harris.
The guy's got golden tones, for crying out loud.
He's Tobias Harris. Tobias Harris is a nice player. Is he Julius Erving?
Stop.
Is he Michael Jordan?
Stop.
No, he's Julius Erving.
I'd put him down on the list. I don't have him number one, number two. I like Chris Cornell a lot better.
There is a reason why Journey is so popular.
Yes, the music, when that first hit, way before anybody,
exactly right. He created Journey. Without his voice, Journey doesn't have that sound.
Exactly.
So you can't replicate it with another dude.
That's it.
You can improve it. That's what they did.
Improve it.
But it wouldn't have existed without him in the first place.
Why are you stubborn on this point?
Because I just so strongly disagree. I'm shocked at how much caping is happening for this guy.
His replacement emulated his voice off of the original.
And they did it better.
Tyrone,
it doesn't matter.
I know you well enough to know that this little thing that you have going, disliking of Steve Perry, influences your whole perception of the band. It's like your perception of Drew Brees. Now, you can ask 100 people in football, is Drew Brees a top 5 quarterback of all time? They would go, yeah. You say no because there's something that Drew Brees did that you didn't like.
I just don't think he's on that level. He's a second tier guy for me.
Come on, man.
Stop it. No.
Stop it. Like, wait, Natalie, what did he say about Steve Perry?
Well, there was something in San Francisco.
That was another reason.
Yeah, with the Giants.
But I'm still able to evaluate.
Because he cheered for the San Francisco Giants.
But I'm still
Giants
able to evaluate him.
In what, 2010?
I'm saying that he's
influenced
on the next tier. That's okay.
Tobias
Harris makes a lot of money. He's going to be a really good basketball player. He's not Michael Jordan.
You know what it's akin to? It's akin to the people who all those years disliked LeBron because he did the decision.
Nah, it's different. Because LeBron's an all-time great. It'd be like somebody not liking a backup.
We're coming to the 4 o'clock hour. The Mike Misnelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.